We analyse the Federal Mid-Year Economic Fiscal Outlook, or MIEFO, as those in the know call it, with the Australian newspaper's Judith Sloan. Now, the Treasurer, to his credit, has produced perhaps the most realistic set of numbers yet. It's perhaps the biggest reason as to why we've kept our AAA credit rating, for now, I might add. On the other side, we've had some major issues to tackle. And just repeating some of those, we are spending $50 billion on transport infrastructure. New medicines to the PDS will add $141 million to the health bill. Government spending, GDP, is at 25.2%. Net debt has increased 15%. We've added $10 billion to the cumulative budget deficit. And growth is down 2% on predictions. I've got the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, on the line right now. Treasurer, welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
It must be a Merry Christmas come early for you with the relief that the credit rating remains intact. But I must say, it's by the hair of your chinny chin chin.
I'm not surprised at the reaction of the ratings agencies. I think we've been very upfront and transparent, and I think very sober in our assessment of things like commodity prices and all these sorts of things. Mm. And I think they've seen that, and seen that we're not trying to, no one's pulling anything on here.
Yep.
This is a very honest set of numbers, and I think it sets out the situation very clearly and starkly. And I think that sort of remove any fog of misapprehension out there that that we have very difficult economic and fiscal challenges. The fiscal ones are inherited, obviously, from the spending days of the Labor Party and their fiscal stimulus when they were sending out checks to people left, right and centre, even to pets and people who were deceased, and burning roofs on insulation programs and all of that. I mean, we're paying the price for that in the debt that we now carry. And as long as there is a deficit, that debt continues to increase. And so that's why we need to get the budget back to balance as soon as we can.
But the government hasn't done enough to stop its spending, has it?
Well, we've cut the rate of growth and spending from over 4% to less than 2%.
You could have done a lot more, though, couldn't you?
Well, you might want to suggest to me which measures we should have implemented that we haven't, Chris. But what we have done just in the last 6 months, what we have seen since the budget, that spending will now be actually $18.5 billion less over the budget and forward estimates. Mm. Over the budget, $8.5 billion. Now, that's through changes and variations, but importantly, by a $2.5 billion improvement in our budget position through the decisions we've actually taken. And that's after we've provided for all of our election commitments.
Two things I can suggest, seeing that you've offered. The gold card, why didn't we have time during that last session in Parliament to get that through? You wouldn't have had to convince the crossbench senators. And what about this federal government signing off on $36 million wage increases for political staffers? 900 advisers we now have for MPs federally.
Well, on both of those, we'll be pursuing the other matter that you mentioned, and at the end of the Parliament, you'll recall the Parliament tying itself in knots over the backpack attacks, which we were trying to get through, and they spent a lot of time to-ing and fro-ing and reversing their positions and those sorts of things, and the less we have of that next year, and the more sort of a sober way of, I think, dealing with those sort of matters, I think that will help be able to progress a lot more other measures. The other thing is we've got to make this Parliament work, Chris, and we've responded to the requests that have come, particularly from other parties, for increased support so they can work through the legislative program. I want to see the Parliament pass legislation. That's the way we're actually going to continue to get this budget under control. And we passed $22 billion worth of improvements to the budget in just 6.5 sitting weeks.
Yep. On one side of the ledger, you've got to start cracking down even further on spending. But what seems to be the greatest worry is that growth is down 2% on predictions. How is the government going to reverse that? And what guarantees can you give us that we won't see a similar figure in May?
Well, first of all, growth has been revised to 2%. It hasn't gone down 2%. And a 2% growth rate in today's global economy, most advanced economies would bid for. I mean, that would be a revision upwards for most advanced economies. We're still at the top of the pack when it comes to economic growth around the world today. But the way we continue to drive growth is small business, medium-sized businesses more generally, that we need to encourage them to invest more. That's where the extra hours come from that people want. That's where the extra wages come from. That's where the growth comes from. And that's why our plan to reduce the level of tax paid, particularly for small and medium-sized businesses, up to a turnover of $10 million. Now, that's not a multinational. That's not Google.
No.
That is a company that has, on average, between 2 and 10 million in turnover, 22 employees. There's 100,000 of them around the country. Now, they're the businesses that we believe we need to back in and support. And the Labor Party used to support those sorts of changes, but because they're in the act of sabotage and wrecker, and they think, well, if we can wreck the budget, that's good for our political interests, well, Bill Shorten's signed up to that plan and Chris Bowen's just tagging along.
One final question before we let you go. Given the fact that fees and charges and cost of living always increase no matter what the or virtually no matter what the economic condition, and you're telling us that wages will plateau and will understandably plateau over the next few years as you're trying to get us back into surplus. The truth is that living standards of average Australians will fall, won't they?
Well, living standards measured at the top level has had a lot to do with commodity prices and the mining investment boom that we saw in previous years.
But they will
really
fall.
Lifted national income. Well, it depends on which measure you're talking about. What I want to see happen is I want to see people's wages grow through two ways. One is that they have a job and they continue to keep a job, that they get more hours, and that their businesses are doing better and they're able to pay them more. That's what I want to see happen. That's what everything we're doing in our economic plan is designed to achieve, that outcome. Now, the statement, so we have to grow the economy, but we've also got to bring the budget back to balance. Now, what I do know for sure is had Chris Bowen and the Labor Party handouted that statement yesterday, the news would have been $16.5 billion worse. They would have abolished any cuts for business to go and employ more people. That wouldn't be there, and they still would have made the budget $16.5 billion worse off. So we made it $2.5 billion better off on the back of our own decisions, and we're going to keep on getting on with that plan next year. That is the big challenge, as well as dealing with the oppressive costs of energy, both on households and on businesses. That is a massive issue for businesses around the country, and we know it is pressing on household budgets as well. But for now, Chris, I think Christmas is coming. I know the kids are pretty excited about that and all the families out there, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas and to all your listeners, and we'll be back at work as soon as you can say Merry Christmas.
A big year, 2017, a year of consolidation. Thank you very much for your time this morning, and Merry Christmas to you and the family too.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.
All right, the Treasurer, Scott Morrison.